Coach, another football season is here. Nobody's had as much success as you have over the past six with six consecutive state championships, and you got a chance to look at your bunch this year and meet with them. What was the message as you sit down with the team here to get started for 2021?
We just kind of sat down and talked about, where we wanted to be in the season and, talked about setting goals and kind of where we wanted to start and where we wanted to finish and really just kind of wanted to go out and kind of play our kind of football and just be, control the things that we can control. And that's kind of been our big thing through the summer and summer camp. And, we can't control graduation or what other teams have, but we're going to try and control what we can.
And how difficult was that philosophy last year? I know you ended up with the championship, but controlling what you control, 2020 was so much of out of control. How did you and your kids deal with that through COVID?
Yeah, it was a train wreck, to say the least. and I think we talked last year a little bit, and it was, that was almost more of a stressor on you than preparing for the game was, can you stay healthy? Can you stay out of quarantine? Can you, keep your kids' heads focused on what they needed to be doing and stuff like that. So, hopefully this year will be a little bit better. And last year we were lucky, I think, with the late start and the short season. And, we had so many older kids that did such a great job for us that they really just kind of stepped in and, they didn't miss a beat. But so we were fortunate in that aspect last year. And that kind of, I think, really, really was a plus for us.
Yeah, but that's kind of a minus this year because, as you mentioned, all those veterans played key roles for you. I think you have basically one of your regular rotation returning in Bo Parker. So maybe a new look for Sedgwick County this year as far as having to replace so many kids from a state championship team. Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say that's maybe an understatement. I think we kind of, from what we put together at camp and stuff, I think we're going to look at eight new guys in new positions anyway on offense and seven, I think, on defense. So we're going to definitely be a new look for us.
All right. How big of adjustment is that for you, coaching staff? Because, again, you've got a lot of new pegs that you're putting in different holes this year. So it's I would think it's much more stressful for the coaching staff.
I don't know if stress. We talked about it, early on, and, we're actually, as a staff, pretty excited to kind of see where some of these younger kids move, and we've moved some kids to different spots, and it's a little bit exciting to kind of see what these younger kids can do.
All right, I mentioned Parker. I think I called him Bo. That's his older brother, but Brody was for you there last year. He's going to be one you can lean on here early on.
Yeah, he's a great kid. I mean, he's played. He's got a lot of experience coming back. And, even last year on offense, he was a little bit of a role player for us. But, he was a role player that we had confidence that, he could have been the guy if he had to be. So he'll definitely, he brings some leadership to us. And he's looking better and better as going from kind of a role player to being the guy. And he's done a great job of stepping up and doing that for us.
Who are some of the other kids that you would like to step forward and play key roles for you this year?
Like last year, Nolan Carlson did a great job playing offensive line and playing defense for us. And, he's really kind of been our vocal leader maybe for the last 2 years on our team, or at least, last year really came into his own. Those seniors we had were all, great, tremendous athletes and good leaders, but a lot of our vocal leadership came from Nolan Carlson out there on the field. So, he'll be a one that kind of gets those young kids going and kind of keeps things together out there. And then, we just got a bunch of young guys that we're plugging in different spots and trying to find a winning equation right now.
I remember speaking to you, I think it was 3 years ago, when you were going for your fourth in a row, and you said you never bring that up. Now you're going for seven in a row. There's got to be pressure among these kids. They know what's going on. They've got to feel that they don't want to be the ones to let the team, quote-unquote, down.
I think every year, there's probably a little bit of pressure, but I think a lot of it is, these kids want to just step up and again, be part of the process. And that's been the nice thing is we've had kids that just, that's what they want to do, and they understand, when it's their turn to step up that what the expectation is. And I'm sure there's probably a little bit of, they don't want to be the one, but, we talk a lot about just, we want to play the best football that we can play, and we want to get better each week. And, and by the end of the season, hopefully we're playing our best football, and we'll see where that gets us.
All right. Your schedule's kind of front loaded a little bit this year. I'll be honest, I don't know much about Dundee County since they're out of state, but Honey, you know, they played in the spring 8-man championship. Marino, you guys have had great battles. So that's two of your first three games are against very good programs with great tradition as well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have a little trial by fire for sure. You know, that Dundee County game week one, you know, they're the returning Nebraska state champs.
Wow.
And they bring back a lot of kids. You know, they're big. They're a big physical team. They're very, very well coached. We know they're a team that we normally would see up at Shadron. And, you know, that was a game that we got on the schedule last year that I really wish we could have played because they're, you know, we're a very similar type team, good athletes, big physical kids. So that'll be – week one will be a test. And then, like you said, we got Honey right there, the spring season state champs, you know, Marino. And then we'll hit Sanford at the end of the season. And not to mention the fact that every one of our league games is going to be tough.